Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to our Monday Roundup section on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Jack. Every Monday, we discuss last weekend's action, the best players, the best matches, fantasy football, and make some predictions for next weekend.
We want you to practice your English and interact with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
You can do this on the Premier Skills English website or on the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page if that's where you're listening to us.
There were some great matches in match weeks 25 and 26, so let's get on with this week's roundup. Crazy game at Anfield ends in draw.
Liverpool drew 2-2 with Spurs in match week 26, but that only tells half the story. Mohamed Salah scored for Liverpool after just 134 seconds, but most of the drama came in the final 10 minutes. In the 80th minute, Victor Wanyama equalised with an absolute thunderbolt of a shot. Then Harry Kane had a chance to win it for Spurs when they were awarded a last-minute penalty. His spot kick was saved though, and Liverpool then went ahead in injury time when Salah scored a fantastic second. The match wasn't over, however, and in the fifth minute of injury time, Spurs were given another chance from the penalty spot. This time, Kane made no mistake and scored his 100th Premier League goal to rescue a point for Tottenham.
Sterling misses a sitter as City are held by Burnley.
Manchester City could only draw 1-1 against Burnley in match week 26. Danilo put City ahead in the first half and it looked comfortable for the league leaders. In the second half, Raheem Sterling missed an easy chance to put City 2 up. Sterling missed an open goal from 6 yards out and City were made to pay when Burnley got the equaliser with less than 10 minutes left to play.
Aubameyang scores on debut, but Ramsey stars for Arsenal.
Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang scored on his debut following his transfer deadline day arrival from Borussia Dortmund, but it was Aaron Ramsey who took the headlines with his first Arsenal hat-trick. Arsenal thrashed Everton 5-1, and another new signing, Henrik Mkhitaryan, also looked good as he set up 3 of Arsenal's 5 goals.
Vocabulary alert! Vocabulary alert!
Sterling misses a sitter. This is a word that our listeners might not have heard before. What does it mean?
A sitter is a really easy chance to score. We usually read that players miss sitters, and when it happens in a live match, we often hear commentators say that it was an absolute sitter. He should have buried that.
He should have buried that.
Ah, to bury something usually means to make a hole in the ground and put something there. In football, it means to shoot the ball really hard into the net.
Sterling should have buried that chance. It was an absolute sitter. Right. Every Monday, we give out 3 Match Week awards. Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Match of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
These awards always create a lot of discussion. Lots of you agreed with our choices last week, which is great to see.
Let's start this week with our Player of the Week. There were some great individual performances in the Premier League last week.
Yes, there were. Mohamed Salah was excellent for Liverpool. Southampton defender Jack Stevens scored for the 3rd consecutive match. And Brighton's Colombian forward Jose Izquierdo scored a fantastic individual goal.
But this week, we're going to go for an Arsenal player. Aaron Ramsey got a hat-trick, and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang scored on his debut. But it was another new signing that ran the show for Arsenal. Our Player of the Week is Henrik Mkhitaryan.
He was very good. Maybe Arsenal got the better deal when they swapped him for Alexis Sanchez.
We'll have to wait and see. Right. Our next award is for Team of the Week. There were good wins for Manchester United, Bournemouth, Southampton and Arsenal. But our Team of the Week is Brighton and Hove Albion.
a great 3-1 win against West Ham, and a brilliant goal from Izquierdo. Brighton are battling to stay up, and they're up to 13th in the table after that win. Finally, what about match of the week?
Well, it has to be Liverpool against Spurs. It had the lot. Brilliant goals, controversial penalty decisions, and injury time equalisers. How did you feel watching that one, Rich?
It was tiring. I thought that we had lost when Spurs were given a penalty. I thought we'd won when Salah got his second. And then we drew when Kane got another penalty. All in the space of about 5 minutes.
It was a great match.
What's been happening in fantasy football this week, Jack?
The top scoring player in match week 26 was Arsenal's Aaron Ramsey with 20 points.
We didn't have Ramsey in the Premier Skills team, but we had his teammate Henrik Mkhitaryan, who got 13 points, which is pretty good.
The Premier Skills team is down in 12th place after scoring 46 points last week. How's your team doing?
Our Fantasy Football Premier Skills team of the week is De Ritter, who is managed by Mahmoud Younes, an Arsenal fan from Egypt. His team scored 68 points in match week 26.
Well done, Mahmoud Younes. Rich, your prediction for match week 25 was Spurs against Manchester United, and you thought Man United would win 1-0, but Spurs got an easy 2-0 win.
Yeah, I got that one very wrong. I need to get better at my predictions. In match week 27, it's the North London derby, Spurs against Arsenal.
Arsenal looked good against Everton, and we need the win to keep our season going. I think we'll win it, you know. I'm going for a 2-1 win to the Gunners.
You have to support your team. I understand that. But I think Spurs will come out on top in this one. They are at home and they look great in the second half against Liverpool. I think there'll be lots of goals in this one. Final score, Tottenham 3, Arsenal 2.
We'll see. We want you to make your prediction at the bottom of the page on the website. Are you a good predictor?
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this football roundup.
Don't forget to join the discussion at the bottom of the page.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.